right. Good morning, everybody. Come on in. Welcome to church. I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I know I did. It was a good time getting with family and all of that kind of stuff. But it's good to see you this morning. So come on in. Let's grab a seat. Now, today is one big family. What that means is our kids are with us for church today. Now, we do have pre-K open, so if you have a pre-K child, they can be down in kids' church today, but above pre-K, they're with us for church today. So that means they'll be involved in service today and be with us for worship in the Word and all those different kind of things. It's important to us that our kids are involved with us as adults, not just always separated. Amen? Yeah, so anyhow, having said that, I'm ready to worship Jesus today. How about you? Yeah? How about it? Let's stand up on our feet this morning. Let's worship together.
He shames every eye.
All the praise belongs to you. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus.
done in your life. Something that he has taken you out of. Maybe he's something that he's brought your family out of, a season that's been hard. Maybe it's something that you can't think of but 3 years back that he did for you. But I want you to grab a hold of that. And let's overcome, amen, because he did it once and he'll do it again. So if you have something in your life that you're trying to overcome now, or maybe you're in a battle that seems really hard right now, hold on to the fact that he's seen you through it before and he will see you through it now, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what if we weren't ashamed about what he's done for us, but we shouted it from the rooftops so that others may overcome? My God has saved me. He has brought me from the fiery furnace and into the marvelous light, amen. He has brought my family out of the hard things of this world. He has brought my husband out of addiction. He can do the same for you. He can hold you up when you feel too weak. He can take your burdens upon himself and say, my yoke is easy and my burden is oh so light. So what if we weren't afraid today to shout Jesus? That we weren't afraid to shout his
in the darkness over every enemy. Oh, Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, speak the holy name. Jesus.
Well, amen. It's good to have you this morning. And again, I hope you had a good Christmas. I know I did. It was good to have all my kids in town, and it doesn't happen a lot, so it was good to spend time with them. And my daughter got married last Sunday, and we even allowed him to come to Christmas, so I was nice. I'm kidding. He's a good guy. But it's good to have you all this morning. Offering, if you have something to give today, tithe and offering, envelopes from the chairs in front of you. If there's not one there, you can wave your hand around, and the ushers will help you out as you give today. Well, just know that God is the God who blesses us. Amen? Amen. How many of you guys can tell at least a story of how God showed up in a way of blessing in your life simply because he's your provider? Let me see. Yeah, it's testimony all around that God is who he says he is. But how many know that when the blessing of God comes, then he actually has direction for your life in his blessing? Is that true? And see, everything that God does in your life, the wonderful things that he does, is never to be contained to you. Eventually, it is to come out of you in some way. You're saved, but then you go share the gospel, right? He delivers you from something in your life. He sets you free. Well, the best thing you can do is help somebody like that be set free in their life. Everything that God does is never contained just to you. And that includes when he blesses you in a material way. It's not just to have more, right? And one of the things that God does in teaching us in the giving of the tithe and the offering is so you always remember that principle. The Christian life is for you, but it's for you and somebody else. And if you can catch that in your heart, listen to me, if you can catch that in your heart, you will always be in on what God is up to because he's always doing something. Now, according to the scriptures, Jesus, who was here, we celebrated Christmas, he was here in bodily form. Well, according to the scriptures, he ascended. Is he here right now? No. The Holy Spirit is. He sent the Spirit, who not just local, but universal now. But now, since Jesus is not here in bodily form, who is the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears of the church? Us. That's why you never just contain what you receive from him. As we give today, it's just another reminder of the outward working of the work of God in our lives. Amen? All right, let me pray. If you have something today, you can bring it down. Lord, I thank you. Be able to be in the house today to worship you, to celebrate you, to honor you, and our giving is of that. We do worship you, and we do honor you with our giving. And I thank you today for an opportunity to do it. And for anybody here that is struggling, Lord, financially, we pray you prove yourself once again in your faithfulness and blessing them in Jesus' name. We all say, amen. You can bring it down this morning if you have it. Again, once again, we're family praise and worship, so the kids are up with us. If you do have a pre-K child, they do have pre-K in the basement right now in the kids' church. You can check them in if you'd like to. But we're always glad to have our kids in with us when we have one big family. So I got some announcements for you concerning heading into the new year. Here's number one. We have 21 days of prayer starting next Sunday. And every year we start off January with 21 days of prayer because we are a pray first church. And we don't do anything unless we pray first. Now, 21 days of prayer starting next week, and we'll be back Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. The church will be open 6 to 7 p.m. for a gathering of church prayer. Wednesdays during that 3 weeks will look just a little bit different because we will close out every Wednesday with the time of prayer. And we're asking that you commit to one day during that 3 weeks to take a day of fasting, whether it's a full day, a meal, or something of that nature, to open up your heart. What is fasting? Fasting, in the first sense, is emptying of yourself to have more of him. It's a principle of dealing with your flesh. that my flesh will not control me. Is that true? You've got to govern yourself. And the principle of fasting teaches us that I will govern myself. I will empty myself with the principle of being more of him in me. So take that during the 21 days. Take a time of fasting during those 3 weeks. And I'm encouraging you that at least one time a week during that 3 weeks, come out an extra night for a time of prayer here at church. The challenge to you as a church to do that. Now, along with that, the ushers have a whole bunch of prayer cards. I want everybody to take one, so just pass these around, all right? Everybody gets a prayer card. And what I'd like you to do is write